It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Conventional wisdom is that all teenagers automatically diss their parents, automatically dislike, automatically disrespect, automatically disobey. I think this is more urban myth than reality. I think we just hear more about dysfunctional families than happy ones. Sensational news channels don't talk about normal kids. Authors don't write many plays and books about families who get along just fine. Over the years, I've observed so many families where the kids are happy to be around their parents. They enjoy each other's company. In two generations, in my own extended family, kids just plain like their parents, enjoy doing things with and talking to them. I thought my daddy hung the moon. I thought he was the best-looking, the strongest, the wisest man I'd ever met. He could fix anything, a broken toy, a broken bracelet, an arithmetic problem, a headache. He was a magician with hammer and nails, baling wire, a soldering iron, or a hunk of cheese for almost any ailment. He always made me feel totally safe. He never spanked me. That was my mother's job. He never even raised his voice in anger. In song, in laughter, in hollering just for the sake of it, yes, but never in anger. He used disappointment as his leverage. Whenever I disappointed him, it made him sad. The worse my sin of commission or omission, the sadder he got, and sadness would hang over him like a gray fog. It worked. Whenever I was tempted to some act of orneriness or impropriety, usually the vision of my daddy with the gray cloud hovering was enough to dissuade me. I remember only once as a teenager being told flat out I couldn't do something. I was invited to a party at the home of a very nice family, but he said, no, I couldn't go, and he wouldn't say why. I begged and begged and then stormed off to bed to cry myself to sleep. Probably at the switchboard in our telephone office, he overheard something from kids talking about the party that made him a little suspicious. I could, however, have anybody at our house any time. Fathers who manage to straddle the fine line of discipline and tolerance are to be greatly admired. My Uncle Jake did that well. He loved to laugh and joke, too, but when he told us to do or not to do something, we minded. But he was a pal to his son when he was a little boy. That's what he called him, pal. When my grandson was a young teenager, I reminded him one day of all the things his dad did for him and with him. He really enjoys being with you, I told him. You're his pal. He thought this over. He's my pal, too, he said. Being a good father is the most important thing any man can do. It's not easy. There's no simple manual, steps 1 through 10. Every dad has to figure it out for himself as he goes. For all of us who are fortunate enough to have had or have now a good dad, maybe even the best dad in the whole world, Father's Day is a day to say, thanks, Dad.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life.